Nice to have you with us. 13 12 83 is our number here at Talking Lifestyle, of course. Your Better Living Afternoon. Now, our hobbies, of course, are an essential and vital component of our personal lives. Whether we might like some toe-tapping out on a Friday night or a bit of karaoke singing, maybe some running. But did you know that besides being incredibly enjoyable, our hobbies can be good for our mental and physical health as well? Dr. Joe Kosterich is with us on the line to explain further. Hey, Dr. Joe.
Hi, Ed.
I think we've in fact compiled a list of five fabulous things to do that can absolutely give us a health boost into 2018.
Look, very much so. And I think your opening point was completely spot on, that we have a lot of things that we do for the enjoyment of them. But a lot of those things are also good for our health in a number of different ways. And before one even goes into the specifics, anything that we do that we enjoy is good for our mental health, just straight off the top. And particularly these days, you know, a lot of people are very busy. You know, there's a lot of stressful things. As soon as you're doing something that you enjoy just for the enjoyment of it, you know, it can be as simple as listening to music or walking in the park or really whatever you enjoy, you know, immediately, you know, that's a good thing. But yes, there are some specifics as well.
Well, let's go through some of them. I'm trying to picture you at a Zumba class. Dancing is amongst the best things for many reasons, right?
Yeah. Look, probably I'd never quite got into Zumba. I'm probably showing my age now. I used to do aerobics in the 80s. I was probably not the most coordinated member of the class. And probably when it comes to dancing, the term two left feet does come to mind when I'm referring to myself. But you know what? It's not necessarily to win any prizes or to go on TV with it. It's to enjoy yourself.
And the outfits. The outfits, Dr. Joe. The fluoro headband. The spandex.
That does take us back, doesn't it, James? but look, not surprisingly, dancing is a form of movement, and it's something, especially as people get older, it doesn't have to be done at a rapid pace. There are a number of slow, you know, dance steps. It also is very good for coordination, and some work that was done in the United States looked at actually over 2.8 million people, and what they found is that there were better coordination levels in people who were doing regular dancing. Now, coordination is look, it's important at any age, but certainly as people get older, falls can be a significant issue. If an older person falls and has a break, particularly a broken hip, that can be quite a major event. So if your coordination is stronger, it's less likely to happen.
Yeah.
Not surprisingly, it's also a form of physical exercise, so that's good for the heart and the lungs. And the one that was a bit surprising is they found that was also helpful as a bit of a warding off against dementia. And we've spoken before about anything that challenges the mind is good for keeping the brain active. Dance steps challenge the mind.
Yes. Yeah, right. No question. All right, listen, we better reel through some of these. What else? Yep. What about getting outdoors into the garden?
Yeah, look, gardening, similar way, is good for the brain and for our mental health. Because, again, it's something we think about a little bit what we're going to do. We might be planning where we're going to plant things. It also gets us outside, which is good for our vitamin D levels. And, it's a form of physical exercise, so that has numerous health benefits. Writing has been found to be good for our mental health and good for our stress levels.
Really?
And it's a form of download. Yeah, look, often people are advised, people, for example, have got cancer and they go to support groups, often advised to do journaling.
Mm-hmm.
Same for people if they have depression. It can be a way of just downloading thoughts and getting them out of your system. It's a sort of a different version of going out and, you know, screaming at the sky or something like that.
Fascinating.
Because it's a download.
Yeah,
as soon as you verbalise it, often people feel better for saying something. That's where counselling and therapy can be helpful. But some people prefer not to talk. They prefer to write. So it's another way of getting your thoughts down on paper and out of your system.
And an incredible link, Dr. Joe. They found that wound healing was accelerated by those writing. What an incredible link.
That's really interesting. And I don't think the research has really quite figured out why that would be the case. But it could be that these people, by writing down their experiences, were reducing their stress levels. And if you're less stressed, then that can help the immune system. And of course, the immune system is involved with healing. So, interesting study. Hard to know exactly what to make of that. But look, hey, it's certainly not going to do any harm.
Isn't that a wonderful? Now, we always know music's a fabulous form of medicine, right?
Well, yeah, and we spoke about this on the show a couple of weeks ago, I think, while you were enjoying your holidays. And we know that music has benefits for mental health. It's good for anxiety and depression. Obviously, you've got to listen to something that you enjoy, not something that, you know, drives you a little bit to distraction. And it has been shown previously that for people who do have dementia, that music can improve their behaviour. This is for people who even have advanced dementia. But music can also stimulate the brain. Our memories work on music. You hear a song and you remember a time and a place. And that's been shown to be helpful as well. Plus, it just, you know, puts you in a good mood. Let's not ignore the obvious.
Absolutely.
Having pets, this is an oldie but goodie. We know that people who have dogs are more likely to be physically active because you've got to take the dog for a walk.
Yep.
It's also been shown that people have lower blood pressure and sometimes even lower blood cholesterol levels. So, you know, having a pet, good for our mental health, good for our physical health.
All right, a fur baby, one or two hounds or a cat. You know, draw the line at probably guinea pigs, etc. But wonderful habits to have heading into 2018.
And I think it underlines the point that health is often made very, very complicated. But there are a lot of very, very simple things that we can do that, number one, don't cost a lot of money. Number two, are not difficult. You don't need 3 degrees in things that you can just incorporate into your daily life that, A, are enjoyable and, B, are going to be good for you.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're thinking of taking up a new hobby for 2018, you could do a whole lot worse than these top 5 recommendations. Dancing, any form of it. I've still got this image of you in the floor. The fluoro kit, but I'm trying to block that.
Fair enough.
Perhaps I should write about it. Writing.
Feel better, Ed. Yeah.
We're not talking about Massive Tombs, War and Peace type novels, just 20 minutes a day for all the benefits that Dr. Joe mentioned as well, including wound healing, which was a fascinating link as well. Gardening, really good for the brain, for the soul, for the vitamin D, the planning. Music, as we know, a fabulous form of medicine as well. You probably do your dancing to some fabulous music. So it's a two-part hit, isn't it? And pets, get a little fur baby. It's good for the heart and all the social aspects as well. Interesting stuff. Well, that's our 2018 sorted. And now that the kids are all back at school across the country, got a little bit of extra time to pursue a hobby. Dare I say it, Dr. Joe? Wouldn't that be nice?
Sounds good. Kids back to school. People have a little more parents, at least, a little bit more time on their hands.
Happy times.
Good time to take up new pursuits.
Happy times. If you'd like to find out more, drjoe.net.au is his website. And always love catching up with you on a Tuesday, Arvo. Appreciate your time, Dr. Joe.